NFL draft, so I was going to make the best of it. I could have declared 2 years ago, but my dad, who's retired from the NFL, was adamant about me getting my degree first. "Read it," he shouted again.
"I know what it says, Dad."
"Reckless driving, Marquez. Driving under the influence. What the fuck were you thinking? Do you know how many people you could have..." "Nuh-uh." I tried to sit down, but he flashed his desk light in my face, making my headache intensify. "You're not going to sit down until I'm done with you. Do you know how many people you could have killed, Marquez? You and your dumbass friends could have all been killed. The more dumb shit you do, the more you move down in the draft. No team is going to want to deal with all the dumb shit that you do. You don't give a damn about..." "You better not sit down." "You don't give a damn about nothing or no one else. Marquez, you better not throw up either."
"Dad,"
I groaned while holding my stomach.
"No, don't call me. I bust my ass day in and day out for you, Marcus, and Michelle. But only you act the fuck up. Only you. What the fuck is your problem? Did I not give you enough attention? Damn, I could have sworn I gave you, Marcus, and Michelle all the same damn treatment. What the fuck is your problem?"
"Dad, it was only..."
"Shut the fuck up. You don't get to speak now. And then you had your mother come bail your black ass out as if I wouldn't find out. You don't care about nothing or no one. Sometimes I feel like you don't even give a damn about yourself. But all of that is going to change. Starting Monday."
What? He stood up, making me step away from his desk so he couldn't grab me. My dad was taller than me, and I was standing at 6'6", so you could only imagine how tall he was.
"You know how hard it is for people to take me serious, Marquez? I have been the president of the college for the last..."
Mentally, I checked out of his rant. My dad has always been big on education. When he retired from the NFL, he started teaching at GSU, the university that he graduated from and the one that I currently attended. The year I was admitted to GSU on a full sports scholarship, my dad became the president of GSU. People swore up and down that the only reason my dad got the job was because he was a retiree of the NFL and gave money to the school. Like he didn't have two whole bachelor and master's degrees in education with minors in leadership. People also thought that my dad showed me favoritism around the school. Don't get me wrong. I had been doing shit because I knew with my dad's status I'd skate by it. Sometimes I just love getting in trouble.
And like I said before, all of that changes on Monday.
Why?
You're going to learn to care about other people.
How? We have a new disabled student enrolling, a freshman, and she's going to need a set of eyes.
Huh?
Huh? He mocked me. Her name is Kiara Henderson. She has very low vision. Her father has been calling me since the end of May to get a personal meeting with me. He wanted me to promise that I would do everything in my power to take care of her. So I am. I kept thinking to myself, what other way to make sure that his daughter was taken care of than to have her very own personal escort? So you are going to walk with her every fucking day to every class. You are going to take notes for her. You are going to pick her up from her place and then drop her off. You are going...
I groaned.
What about my own classes, Dad?
Football practice.
Since you love using my status so much, I thought I would use it myself. All your classes have been rescheduled to be taken online, but because your classes are so damn easy this semester, I hired someone to take them for you. As far as football practice, you better hope that Ms. Henderson doesn't need you during those hours.
Dad, this is my...
He held his hand up to cut me off from speaking.
You didn't care about your career or your senior year when you were driving your car 100 miles per hour down a two-lane street, or when you were drinking and driving.
Speaking of your car, he paused and held up my keys before hooking them onto his belt loop.
Those are
my keys.
How are you going to do this to me, Dad?
It's already done. He slammed another folder down on his desk. I suggested you familiarize yourself with Ms. Henderson's schedule. You're going to need it.